regards to israf and wastage and exceeding the bounds, in Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives the command, wala tusrifu, don't exceed the bounds. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu, eat, drink, and don't be extravagant. Innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Verily Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has no love for those that exceed the bounds. So we are taught to be thrifty in everything. In our eating, as you mentioned, the amount of poverty, famine in the world right now, the amount of wastage, whereas we look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, absolute moderation in everything. Whether in eating also, Sahaba Ikram did not suffer from diseases because diseases start from the belly, from the stomach, from eating. So there they were thrifty. Extension to this, we are taught that when it comes to our homes, there also there should be no wastage, no exceeding the bounds, no extravagance. Here we should train ourselves and train our children also. When it comes to usage of water in the bathrooms, during our shower times, washing pots and pans, the amount of time we take in the bathroom, the amount of water that is wasted right now, where there are parts of the ummah that don't have one drop of water, clean water. So how to use water? Then how much water to use and how to use the water? Cold water or hot water? Yeah, our Honorable Sheikh Azam Abdul Hamid Sahib teaches us also, when it comes to usage, how to use the water. So we have thought how to use the water also. How to use the cold water, the hot water. This we have to learn and teach our children and the ummah also. Simple thing that we are taught by our Hazrat. That when using water to wash the hands before eating, don't open the hot water. We just blast the hot water and the water leaves the geyser. Hot water leaves the geyser. Thermostat comes on. That's heating the cold water that comes in. And before the hot water comes into the tap, we don't even use the water. When it comes to electricity and lights, how many times we find this? No one in the bedroom and the lights are on. The aircon is on also. Israf, wastage, all these avenues. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with beautiful homes. As we mentioned, the incident, the Abyssinian slave that was bought by Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how he freed that slave. And he gave him the orchard also. Hazrat says, when it comes to us, Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with wealth. To have open hearts to spend on the ummah. One is now, a person builds a house, spends 5 million, 2 million, 10 million, and he has left behind some extra money, some extra cash, 100,000, 50,000. If only the person can use that money for that same domestic that's working for him in their native country, to build a house for them over there, 50,000, 100,000, it might cost. But unfortunately, our temperament is that the house is done, is already 5-star, 10-star. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed us. We have a bit extra money left over. We'll ask the family, what more can you put in the house? Let's automate the curtains. Let's put some artificial intelligence. Let's connect everything to the Wi-Fi. We're looking for things to use the money on. Whereas, Alhamdulillah, we can use it in better avenues. I spend it on those that need it more than us right now. So how to curb our israf and all these things and to spend it in the correct avenues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to abstain from israf, from wastage. And these are all the ni'mats of Allah, which is an amanat. And it will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah how we use the amanat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Somebody abuses the amanat I gave him, how upset we get. But I gave you the amanat. Allah ta'ala has given us this as amanat, our lives, our health, our time, to be used in the correct manner, in a thrifty manner, with moderation, and keeping in mind the ummah at large. How much can I contribute to the ummah for their betterment? And whatever I spend in the path of Allah, it actually belongs to me. I will see it in akhirat. And then Hazrat Wala also says, when it comes to our house, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned one time, don't make our houses so beautiful and so comfortable that the heart doesn't want to leave it. Send it to akhirat and build it there, that the heart wants to go there. Allah Ta'ala give us all to pray to make amal and give us understanding.